This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. In many parts of the country, this is the last week of school, and already public school systems are scrambling to find new teachers for the fall. Many of them will come from other fields and professions. The U.S. Department of Education estimates that a third of all new teachers hired during the next decade will not have teaching degrees. Hiring people who have never taught before remains controversial, but many who have left other careers to teach are determined to prove they belong in the classroom. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Last year, the Prince George's County Public Schools, Maryland's largest school system, lost a fifth of its classroom teachers. Most retired. Many fled to school districts that offered better pay. The county filled about 1,200 vacancies, in many cases with people who did not have teaching credentials or teaching degrees. Nicole Isom was one of those people.
Because I do believe teaching is my natural calling. I learned that now. But there has been a point that I've been overwhelmed. Grading papers, getting back papers, grading tests and exams, it was overwhelming at one point.
Isom was assigned to teach algebra at Gwynne Park High School, an overcrowded school in a working-class neighborhood. As a business and accounting major in college, Isom had numerous math courses under her belt, so she knew she could teach math. What she had to learn very quickly, though, was that she had to be in control.
I think that sets the tone initially. And once you do that in a fair and consistent way, I think students kind of know that, hey, don't play with this teacher.
Isom says nobody learns when there's chaos, which seems to be the unofficial motto at Gwynne Park High.
This is a hall suite. Once again, this is a hall suite.
If students are caught in the hall after the bell, they can't get their classrooms and they're assigned detention.
Isom does not come across as a novice. She's confident, she knows her subject, and Malika Coleman, a ninth grader, says kids like Isom because she's patient.
She takes time to explain to you, and she doesn't discourage you. She always pushes you to do better and takes time to explain it.
Isom doesn't have a teaching degree or a teaching credential from the state of Maryland, but she has received training throughout the year. Prince George's County paid Sylvan Learning Systems Incorporated, a private consulting group, $700,000 to train uncertified teachers and teach them how to prepare a lesson plan, conduct parent conferences, and organize their classrooms. Dean Nafziger, who heads Sylvan Teachers Institute, says this is what school districts everywhere are clamoring for.
Conservatively, we have 275,000 individuals in classrooms throughout the United States who are not certified. Now, those people are already in the classroom. Our job and our mission is to help everybody who goes in the classroom have the skills, the capability, the knowledge that they need to teach students well and to lead them to certification as well.
Maryland will not allow anyone to be in the classroom more than 2 years without certification, which requires passing a competency test. And like most states, Maryland is trying desperately to find college-trained teachers. But this discourages talented people like Nicole Isom from teaching. After all, some educators say teaching isn't just a job, it's a calling.
And if you haven't been called to do it, you'll never be successful.
Jeanette Gordon is the principal at Green Valley Elementary in Prince George's County.
Yes, certification helps, but again, there's no magic. I've had people come through here certified, and they were some of the worst teachers I've ever seen in my life.
Gordon hired two people trained by Sylvan. One was over her head and quit. The other says Gordon has been outstanding. Still, being smart and knowledgeable about your subject is not enough, says Anna Maria Cherubin, who was hired to teach French at Gwynne Park High. Cherubin, an Italian citizen and a linguist, says she was shocked by her students' narcissism and their poor academic preparation.
They don't know where France is.
Or that France is not the only French-speaking country in the world, says Cherubin. She admits disciplining students was tough for her, and some held that against her.
These kids have no tolerance for other people's faults. They don't see their faults, and they have no patience. They were just trying me any way they could. But I'm still here.
Next school year, Prince George's County will once again need to replace over 1,000 teachers. And again, it will have to rely on uncertified teachers to replace veteran teachers who'll retire or leave in search of better-paying jobs. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.